Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Matthew. How are you?
I'm good. It feels so strange to talk to you as it's so dark, but, you know, we'll get used to the new slot. How are you? What's been happening this week?
I've been watching with interest the debates over Brian Tumaki's march. That's more than a week ago now.
Oh, has there been some...
And the burning of the flags of various religions and other organisations.
Oh, I didn't realise that was happening.
Yes. Oh, this is quite a dramatic event a week and a half ago. And then followed by the discovery in the newspaper today that there's a Buddhist statue 16 metres high, that's
wow,
45 feet, going to be erected in the Wairarapa Valley north of Auckland.
Oh, wow.
And there's been, the residents of Wairarapa Valley appear to be not amused at the thought of a huge statue looming over them in the valley.
Yeah, right. I mean, we don't have many huge statues here in Aotearoa. So, I mean, we've got the big Pairua, lemon Pairua bottle, I suppose, and the big fish in Goa. But, people come to see these things.
There is in Paraparam a statue of the Virgin and Child made of sort of paper mache.
Oh.
Not a very inspiring construction, but it would be as big as this, hanging over, if you're going south towards Wellington. That's the only large Christian statue.
Mm.
There was an attempt last year. There was talk of a 40-foot-high statue, a Hindu statue in South Auckland for a Hindu youth centre.
Wow.
But I'm not sure that it's found the money in order to do it. They was calling on people to do a $6,000 investment each to get the statue going, and I haven't heard any further reports on whether that's happening.
Wow.
But this one, which isn't terribly correctly described in the newspaper, it's described as a work of art by Guru Rinpoche. But in fact, Guru Rinpoche is the subject of the statue.
Oh, okay.
This is the Buddhist sort of manifestation in the 5th century who brought tantric Buddhism to Tibet and is quite notable across Nepal, Tibet, Bhutan, and those northern Himalayan areas of Buddhism.
Right.
And so this large statue of, I mean, it's really not an idol as such, and that's a bit of the confusion in the newspapers. It's a statue of a Buddhist figure, well revered in figures. But then, of course, when you see the Buddha in Buddhist temples, this is not God. This is the enlightened one who leads us to enlightenment. And I guess it's so with Guru Rinpoche, who's also known as Padmasambhava.
Mm.
So there's that, and I'm not sure that somehow or other it escaped planning approval because it was a work of art.
I see.
And you could stick anything up as a work of art, apparently without needing the permission of your neighbours.
Yeah, right. See, for example, the giant white boy walking towards all the dumpling restaurants in Dominion Road.
Oh, yes, in Dominion Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're still standing. He's still walking.
Yes. I think the council has been a little naive in that surely works of art can become significant to neighbours, and neighbours should be able to debate it. Supposing I were to erect a huge, what would I do, a huge statue of something or other?
favourite chocolate bar, here. Yeah.
I have a feeling my neighbours would feel a little bit impassioned if I did that. And it seems strange that I get objections if I put a second story on my house, but not if I put a statue up there. But there we are. But what it did reveal is there's simmering concern around about foreign religious symbols in New Zealand. And how deep that is, I don't know, because when Brian Tumaki and his crew marched down Queen Street onto Britomart Saturday a week ago and ended up in front of the Britomart station and proceeded to burn flags of both religious flags and also apparently flags of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and the gay rights flag and the transgender flag. You know, I mean, you've got to do anything, everything, if you're going to go into this. Most people were quite outraged that this should have happened. So perhaps we are tolerant. Of course, the tamaki holding this huge banner which said Christianity, NZ's official religion. Now, I don't know where he gets that from, because quite explicitly, New Zealand never has had an official religion. And that's quite different from quite a number of other states. But for tamaki, for a long, long time, he has held that there's some kind of legal enforcement of Christianity. And so he had a chant that the protesters did. What was it? Immigration with assimilation. Which is an interesting argument, actually, because immigration does need to include some degree of assimilation, but it also needs to include some respect for the cultures that people bring with them.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's right, and that's, you know, part of the joy of immigration is that it makes your place diverse. That's the whole kind of joy of it. You would suspect that what they're talking about from assimilation is something a bit more aggressive and monotheistic.
Oh, yes. Yes, they would want what, in fact, Trump is now enforcing, I think, in the States, that only Christians can get immigration status to come into the US. And, I mean, this was, by the way, being held during the official annual conference of destiny. So I presume that this event was part of their deal for the weekend. And if they could only produce 500 at their annual conference, it does suggest that their numbers are down quite a lot.
So were there 500 in March?
Yes, that's what their media estimated, mind you. I have no idea how accurate that was.
Right.
But we do know that, you know, what destiny could have drawn on 5,000 15 years ago, but certainly can't do that today. So that's quite a dramatic decline. You can see that, though, if you went back into the 1960s, you would have probably found a lot of people who would have shared the view of tamaki. And in a way, tamaki represents a kind of classic traditional feeling that this is a Christian country and it ought to be kept so. And of course there are other religions here, but they should have, you know, sort of limited rights and authority. And it's an interesting thing that's changed for economic reasons, you know, primarily. That we have to be open to migrants coming wherever they come who've got the skills. I wonder if tamaki is quite inspired by the Trumpian, you know, philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
Of a very narrow approach that also tries to appeal to a Christian, sort of widespread Christian feeling. The odd thing is, though, that Christianity, well, of all advocates of a Christian majority state, tamaki appears the most paradoxical, because he's from such a, you know, a minority sectarian version of Christianity, which was promptly denounced by every other version of Christianity
could see. You can just imagine him getting his way in some parallel universe, and then suddenly suddenly the demand is for a more niche, like, you know, no Baptists allowed or something, you know, like, he changes his...
And no Pentecostals allowed, or ban Destiny Church. Well, that's what he provoked, actually, was a good deal of feeling. That what right had he got to say this? And he was just causing trouble. We are going to face ups and downs, I think, along the road towards respect for other religious faiths, because inevitably issues come up of, you know, how far can we disagree with other religions? In Britain, there have been some astonishing cases where Christian evangelists have stood up and declared the falsity of Islam, and then the police have prosecuted them for hate speech.
Wow.
Mostly those have been backed down on because something seems to be wrong of not allowing the free expression of divergent opinion.
But yeah.
We've got a long way to learn about how far we can engage in respectful dialogue with people who we disagree with.
Yeah, and I think ripping up burning flags is probably just not a great first step, you know?
Yes. I mean, considerable more events could have been created if images of the deities had actually been destroyed.
Yeah.
And the flag, they seem to struggle a bit with burning the flags. They also had a flag with all the dreadful news media organisations that report them incorrectly.
Oh, okay.
And then, but they couldn't manage to set it on fire. so that was a worry.
Maybe, maybe there's something in that.
Yeah,
someone should tell them about the story of, was it Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego?
Oh, yes, that's,
you know,
right.
Who didn't burn? It was the media. Media didn't burn. Maybe the media is the true religion.
Yes, yeah.
I'm grasping at straws there, but...
And I think one of the difficulties in this whole area is that there is diversity of religion in New Zealand, but very, very few people have any contact with the religious aspect of their neighbours, and that is going to be a source of trouble in the long run. I think there needs to be an ability to respect and to understand. For example, if religious practices become, in your face a little bit.
Yeah. Hmm. And so, just to finish off on the statue thing, is that still a conversation in progress? And do you what do you understand about it?
It's been given planning permission, and people say that it's going ahead. This is I think this is the Tibetan Buddhist monastery, which is in that Wairua Valley area, and I think. Probably in the long run, it'll kind of merge in with the environment and won't seem nearly so obvious, especially once the gold, the golden sheen wears off it, as it has a tendency to do. But it'll certainly seem as exotic as perhaps the Mormon temple appears in South Auckland.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, people, for me it kind of sounds to me, kind of cool, but I don't live there and I haven't seen it, and it sounds like a destination I'd drive past and see it, you know, but maybe
I think it might attract a few spectators. It could be pretty interesting.
I suppose I don't live there, so you know, it's not my backyard.
Yes, precisely. That might be their concern. Do they want to see it all the time?
Maybe they can have a statue competition, like, you know, it could be like, what's the road?
Well, they're not very far from the Gibbs Farm.
Here we go.
they could copies.
Just...
yes.
All right. Oh, thank you very much, Peter, for the chat. And as always, we wait and see what becomes of these things. With the destiny thing, is there some sort of official debate, or is it just more a debate in the public arena?
Well, unfortunately, it really should have been aired before the neighbours, before it was approved. It does astound me that there wasn't some consultation.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the destiny thing. Is that
destiny, a
more official conversation that's happening, or is it just more grumbles and... conversations and debates in them.
Crumbles. We've had the acting prime minister and then the real prime minister making comments against the Destiny March. It's gained headline status in India.
Wow.
Which is interesting. Indians can be quite easily offended when their religion is criticised. They must have a lot of reasons to be sensitive at the moment, because this is happening in a number of countries.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. going to play some music, and we're going to have, you may feel free to tune in. We're speaking of places around the world, we're having some Bulgarian folk singing happening at 6:30. So stay tuned.
Very good.
Thank you, Peter. Talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. You will want to stay tuned to...